And everything is seen through the understanding that it is a material base. When one has the ideology of humanism, one sees the world as a projection of humanity. One cultivates understanding of the human condition. When one sees the world as a transcendent expression, then one becomes aware of the soul, the part that's infinite, as opposed to the material. But when one becomes aware of the infinite divinity at the core of everything, then even the material world becomes a manifestation of that divine existence. Everything becomes divine. As mind grows in magnitude, awareness expands, and the infinite comes into view. With this vision, one's understanding changes. Divine existence is no longer a theoretical idea, a God in some high heaven apart from you. Divine existence becomes the very substance of your life. The understanding of what everything that surrounds you is and what you are. Rather than seeing the material as the base of all that is, you begin to see divine love, infinite being, consciousness, awakeness, as the intelligence, the beingness that forms all existence. From this smallest atom, the waves of energy, to all the material forms, and to the minds and hearts of living beings, everything abides within that divinity. That divinity is the wholeness in which all existence abides. From the vastness of the cosmos, the countless planets, stars, galaxies, innumerable beings, to the atoms and the subatomic particles, to children playing, voices singing, people laughing. All is the one infinite self. All is the expression of that cosmic love, that cosmic existence manifesting in form. in the delight of all the colors and forms of this universe. Everything lies within that divine existence. Everything is a part of that infinite love. You are never separate from it, never alone. Your very existence is the infinite divinity manifest in the world of form. Within the cells of your body, within the thoughts in your mind, within the feelings in your heart, lies that substantive existence, which is you, which is love, which is truth, which is not only you, but the stars in the heaven, all the beings of this world, the atoms, the waves, everything is all within the cosmic play of existence, formed within the mind of the infinite. You are but a thought in the mind of the cosmos. And you begin to think you are an individual entity. You begin to attribute all sorts of good and bad traits to yourself. You form opinions, you form beliefs, you form ideas, and you cherish your autonomy, and you live in the pain and loneliness of your separateness. And all along, that separateness is but a part of a whole, formed of infinite being, the body formed of infinite being, the mind formed of divine love, the heart formed of the infinite, all the thoughts in the mind, the illusions, the beliefs, all formed within that cosmic existence. Until one day, you begin to reflect on the form, the beliefs, the ideas. You begin to feel in your heart. And you find within yourself that infinite love abides within your body, within the cells in your body, within the thoughts in your mind, within the feelings in your heart. That cosmic beloved exists closer than close, your most intimate associate, the witness of your entire existence. You, what you call you, a thought in the mind of the infinite, to be drawn back to wholeness, to remembrance, after forgetting and wandering in the halls of creation until one day the flute of Krishna is heard, the call of the infinite. And you remember, oh, I have come from another place, another realm. There is something more than this world, than this person I have thought myself to be. There is something more to me. And exploring thus, you discover the infinite love of the divine, the grace which falls endlessly, which is the soul of your soul, the heart of your heart, the self of yourself. When you relax back into that infinite love, pure light, divine existence, who are you? What are you? There is no one, there is nothing outside of the infinite. Infinite love, infinite consciousness, infinite beingness, infinite intelligence. Like the dream in the mind of the great dreamer, your life is played out within this wholeness. That beloved, that source, that divinity is the soul of your soul, the heart of your heart. Never separate from you. That one is always with you, closer than close. Near always. Never are you apart. Only you forget. Forget. And you believe the dream of you as a separate being. You believe the dream, and dreaming, you forget your own nature. You forget the nature of your substance is the great dreamer, is the infinite one. That is why that grace, that love, that divinity is always there. It is the nature of the cells in your body. It is the nature of your mind. It is the nature of your heart. It is the substance of your existence. Who are you apart from that? May all beings find happiness. May all beings find truth. May the nature of your own being become clear to you, that you may abide in that infinite love for all eternity.